Just tell me about your day so far. I want to make sure that your level. I'm
checking
is
some
good.
Levels.
Yeah, you have that loud voice.
I got up at 6:30 and was feeling pretty sore, you know. But I took my Advil that's special for muscle and back pain.
Wow. Okay.
And then I had my rich people liquid vitamins, and then
what are your liquid vitamins?
It's the vitamin C thing that's like jelly.
Oh my god, lipospheric vitamin
yeah,
C.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's been on my wish list for a while.
Honestly,
every time I'm at Erewhon, I look at it and I'm like, is today the day that I buy this 30 pack?
I've been taking it every day for a month and a half, and I couldn't recommend it more.
Wow.
Okay. You know what I think it helps with really is skin, actually.
Yeah. That is like,
it's amazing.
I put vitamin C serum on every
Oh,
day.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's like, it's better if you just eat it.
And it tastes bad, but I kind of like it, which happens to me because the first time I had it, no one told me. I just like hit it raw. Mm-hmm. I just like put it in my mouth. And they're like, oh, you're supposed to like put that in water. And I was that's why.
I don't like a mix into water anything.
Well, you don't mix it. That's the thing. It floats. So you just, it's like shot.
You just like shoot it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too many steps.
Trust me, you don't want to hit it raw.
I've always just like opened the packet and been like
sucked it?
Yeah. That's what they did at Erewhon. So Erewhon has like a cold and flu lineup that they give you. If you're sick, you can go in and
like,
yeah, you go to the bar and you're like, I'm sick, help me. And then like the first time I went, this guy Truth was like,
I want an intro.
It up with like their lineup, which included the vitamin C pack, and they just tear it open and they're like, take it. So that's the only way I've known.
I mean, look, sure. They, you know, they also make other vitamins. They make vitamin B.
Oh yeah.
They have like three or four, but it's on Amazon.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, you know, how could you not know? I'm well aware,
yeah.
But yeah, order two at a time. Live a little.
Ugh, yeah, that's like, that's where things are headed.
I mean, I will spend any money on shit like that. I don't care. I don't even look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care.
You need it. It's health.
Exactly. You need it. It's health.
It's for your health.
It is. It's for my health, and that's why I put such an importance on it.
I love it. Welcome to Babe, everyone. We hopped right in. I love that.
Sorry, I try. You know, I come
no,
in
it's
hot.
Okay.
I come in hot.
It was good. It was a good intro. I wasn't going to like stop the flow.
Good.
But I'm your host, Laura Marie Shane Halls. I'm here with friend of the pod, Chris Black.
What's up, world?
And I'm back from a vacation.
Yeah, where were you?
Good. I was in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, very white
NYC
of you.
For it. You know what? It was kind of white of me.
Oh, but, you know what? Yeah, I do know what. That's why I said it.
But Martha's Vineyard is actually one of the most like diverse vacation spots in that whole area. Like,
It has like a black excellence pocket.
Yeah.
That's like a known thing. Like Oprah goes there and Barack goes there.
Yeah, because it was one of the first islands to allow black people
to vacation.
Oh, I
didn't know that. That's
interesting. Yeah. So Spike Lee was on my flight. No
wow.
Big deal. Yeah.
So what I've actually never been there.
It's cool. It's like, it's not like, it has like she kind of areas.
Perfect.
But the vibe is a little more like
rustic.
Rustic, yeah.
It's interesting that someone to me from California would fly to the East Coast for vacation.
Well, my best friend grew up there.
Oh,
and
okay.
So she goes there in the summers to hang with her family. And so that was like the link.
Yeah, I've never been to Cape Cod or Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard or any of that stuff.
It's
really
pretty over there.
I know.
I love the like wooden houses with hydrangeas. Like,
it's beautiful.
Real,
no, it's beautiful. I just am always like, like, because it's like,
are you like a Hamptons guy? Do you
I've
do
actually
that?
Shockingly no.
I'm like, where do you summer? Because
I
feel like there's an
answer. I've only been to the Hamptons off season.
Okay.
And Amagansett in like October is
that's a mwah. Really powerful move. That's a power move.
It's very chic, but like I also another shocking turn, I don't really get the invite to the Hamptons. I don't really have that network.
Yeah.
I go, but I would rather just like come to California.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't go to the beach. No one goes to the beach here. That's fake.
Yeah.
No one goes to the beach.
The last time I went to the beach was about a year ago.
It's crazy that no one goes to the beach. And I don't even go to this is about as far as I go.
West.
Yeah. West Hollywood.
Don't fuck with the West Side.
I mean, there's nothing to do besides a restaurant or like something funny. Like if I'm going to Mr. Chow, sure. But like, I don't really know what else is over there that I need to go to.
The West Side appeals. Like, I see why people like settle over there.
It's like an hour from like Silver Lake and Los Feliz. So
you're just
fucking
away
far
from everything.
Yeah. And I get in the zone over there where like, I mean, I stay with my friends and they like have this beautiful house and they cook for me and he's my tennis coach. It's like, there's just like, it's no reason for me to leave.
You've really done it right.
I'm a great guest.
Yeah.
I'm clean. Mm-hmm. I smell good. I like provide things that need to be provided, but I can't cook. I don't do dishes.
Mm-hmm. But no dishes.
I mean, I will if I have to, but
that's a notch down for
I bring stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like we were at the farmer's market yesterday. I paid for the microgreens.
Love that.
You know, it's just something generous. Simple. Something simple that I can do. A simple gesture for me. I just don't. The West Side has always been like a. I've never really spent time there.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I used to more because, like, all the music business stuff was there. Like, all the record labels and, like, agencies are in Beverly Hills or even further, like, Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Santa Monica's a dump.
I
hate it.
Disagree.
I hate Santa Monica.
I don't love it there because I think that is actually the farthest place that you can go, like, in LA from anywhere.
Yes.
It's difficult to get to. There's
let's not forget Marina Del Rey, which I'm sure you're in the market for.
Oof. Marina is a true no for me.
It's a no fly.
I've never understood it, though there is a Sugarfish there, which is cool. But like,
so you're telling me that
I don't like high rise buildings and then boats next to them.
No,
that weirds me out.
No, it's like weird Miami stuff kind of to me, like new Miami construction.
Yeah.
I've been there. I just don't get it. I mean, like, sure, Shutters is nice. Like, I mean, there's things to do, mm-hmm. but like, I just don't.
Shutters is nice.
It's just not a place to like live or socialize.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to get like, if you can go like really upscale Santa Monica or Brentwood.
Brentwood's different. Brentwood is a paradise. Brentwood,
yeah.
That's
Brentwood
different.
Is great.
That's really my shit.
Yeah.
But I've only been there a handful of times too because there's like no reason
to go there. The Country Mart?
I mean, the Country Mart's amazing.
Is amazing.
Well, I love
and
malls.
Also, same.
And that's basically a mall.
But the Goop store there is, have you been to that one?
Yes, I have.
That's the best shopping experience I've maybe ever had.
Wow.
The people there are so nice.
They're pros.
They're not in like nice in like a salespeople way. It's just like they're genuinely interested.
It feels authentic to you.
One of them complimented my Crocs. Was truly like, I love your Crocs. And I was like, thank you.
Were they like special edition or was this early days?
Like green Crocs.
That sounds salesy to me.
No, it wasn't. She was the real. I know when it's salesy versus not.
I think you do, and that's good. No. I'm glad. Yeah.
I have a really good barometer for like salesmanship and then just like a female connection over rubber footwear. And
a
like
female connection over rubber footwear.
And that was real.
You're in timeout for that one. No. Goop is doing a fitness getaway in Austin, Texas. And a friend forwarded me like the PR release and I'm trying to go like to write about it.
You're trying to do like press pass?
I mean, I wrote about the In Goop Health a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And
you go to the LA one?
No, it was in New York.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And it was pretty, I was like, I thought it was like pretty funny, but I didn't go like in because I like, actually enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And apparently like they liked it. Like the girls at work, they like retweeted it and stuff. So it's like, okay, this isn't that bad.
Yeah.
But the fitness thing, unfortunately it's in Austin, which is trash, but like I'll be able
coming
to like
in hot with the Austin disc. Austin seems cool.
It's fake.
What's
cool.
Your beef with it?
It's like literally, it's like a walking, like it's just like a bachelorette party all the time.
Is it? I actually haven't been
Southern,
there in a while. Is it like Tennessee? Like Nashville?
It's different than Nashville because it doesn't have like a layer of like industry wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nashville has like real celebrities live there and there's like real rich people from the music business. And like
Sandra Bullock lives in Austin.
No, people live in Austin, but like it's not historically that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Nashville's been that for forever.
It's new money chic city.
There's worse places to go. Don't get me wrong. It's like got like a beautiful hotel and like, you know.
Where are they staying in this fitness thing?
The Line. The Line, Austin is the hub for the Goop Fitness Conference.
Okay. I feel like I go on vacation once and then Goop does all the shit and then I miss all of it.
Well, it's okay.
It's okay.
We have time. We're months out.
When is it? Is it in October?
I think October.
Okay.
I think October. I got to check.
What kind of fitness is going down? Is like Tracy Anderson going to be there?
See, that's the thing. Like,
Have you done a Tracy Anderson method class?
No, but I'm ready.
I would actually pay extra to watch you try and do that class. It is one of the hardest.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you know,
she doesn't speak during it.
I didn't know. Did you do this in, can you do it out here in New York?
What?
Did you do it here in New York?
I did it in Brentwood in the Hub, and I've seen Gwyneth every time. But she's finishing How much is it? It's like
$50.
Yeah, it's like in that ballpark. It's expensive, but I went because a friend of mine was a member, and they have like one day a year where the members can bring a friend for free. And so they brought all their friends, but then Tracy just gets up in the front and like she doesn't even greet the class. It truly is like she gets up in the front and just starts moving
and you follow. Is it dancey?
It's like more like kind of just like calisthenics. And then at the end, there's like a dance thing that all like the regulars know, but if you don't know, you're just like prancing around, like trying to keep up and feeling like such an idiot.
I have pretty incredible rhythm, actually, which is a surprise to most people because I'm the whitest guy on the planet. But men shouldn't dance. That's my whole theory. Like men just can't dance. But rules don't apply in a workout, because I've had to do some, they do weird shit like that at Hot Pilates in Sunset Plaza too, like where it's a little bit.
They do like a dance thing?
Not a dance, but it's like rhythmic movement, like calisthenics where it's like, but if you watch like.
But like theirs is like you do like a lunge, then like it's like that kind of thing.
But there's some like jumping. Yes. It's okay. I know what you mean.
But this is like.
Full dance.
Full blown like river dance. This is like a prance around with arm movements that go like up and across.
You're voguing to me right now.
No, they do like the whitest version.
The whitest, like the whitest
version of voguing is what happens in these types of workout classes.
No one's ever said that before. How good did you feel afterwards? Was it fire?
It was great, but like, it's like a 2 hour. The whole thing is about like the hardcore ones go 2 hours a day. That's what Gwyneth said. She goes 2 hours a day.
I now have something to look forward to. That's like what I mean, at this point, when I'm in LA, I'm working out 2 hours a day for sure.
Really?
Yeah, because if I do like, berries in the morning or go to the gym in the morning and then play tennis in the afternoon, it's like a couple hours minimum.
Yeah.
It's but you're washed. It's like my brain doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You've taken up tennis.
Yeah. Well, it's been like a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like I like...
Do you play like with friends?
There's a guy I play with in New York, and then my friend Jake here, but he's more of a coach because he like can really play.
Yeah.
He like played in college and like was a ranked junior and stuff. So it's like a little bit.
That's perfect.
Like he doesn't let me hit real balls till like an hour in.
Really?
Yeah. It's like serious.
You got to work up to it.
Runs me. But that's the problem. It's like, I think that's what it is. And I go play with somebody. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. Like this isn't, he's not just running me in corners because it's like competitive. Like he's just killing me.
Yeah.
But it's so nice to go to Griffith Park and in the canyon and stuff. It's really nice. In New York, it's like East River. It's disgusting. It's like,
do you go
River.
To like an indoor court? Is it the court from like Annie Hall?
I wish. I haven't played in the winter because it's just too much bullshit. But the summer, it's East River, but it's like by a bridge. It's just like New York shit, like loud as fuck, like hard to concentrate kind of because there's just so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a scene.
You need to go, I feel like, to the Cape because that's like where people
I'm more interested in like private courts. You know what I mean? I want to go to somebody's house. You know what I mean? I want their like hot wife to bring us lemonade. You know,
it's like you have to like get a Cape connection and then get out to like a Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket.
It's very no, I agree. I mean, Hamptons is the same shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's the same shit. Like people have that, but yeah, I have taken up. I think it's like I said to you earlier. I think it's something I can play late into life, which is what I'm trying to do. Because exercising is like I don't want to be the best at exercise. That's not really like You know what I mean? It's like not competitive.
You want to be like that old guy at Barry's.
I will be that guy, but I want to have something else.
Yeah.
But Barry's has gotten crazy. It's 50 minutes now, but it's so it's like harder.
Whoa. I haven't gone in a long time because I just have my place that's super close. And so I'm like,
it's brutal. Can't change.
Barry's, the last time I went, it was so dark I couldn't even see.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like dark metaphorically or
both. I go to like a dark emotional place and then they turn the lights down so that I could just like, you know, die on a treadmill.
Interestingly, yesterday the lights went out. Like there was like a fire alarm and the lights went out and the music went off and we just kept going. And I was like, damn, this is really, you cannot put lipstick on a pig. Like it was like without the music and the like lights. Oh. It's awful.
Yeah.
Like hearing some dude grunting and shit. Like
it's hell.
I don't want to look at you.
I make like treadmill sounds like in workouts. Just like when, you know, when you're running and you're just like, and like, thank God the music's loud. So thank God the music's loud. Hear.
But I'm still trying to, I need to do like full journalism research on why the music in almost all boutique fitness classes is so bad. I think it's the BPM. I think it has to be a certain BPM to keep the energy up.
I don't know. I think that I would argue that if you just have like a killer song, that keeps the energy up.
Oh, if they put like a Drake song on when I'm feeling low, we're getting a PR. We're fucking perking up.
But why is it? Yeah, you need to do that story because I've noticed that since I started like working out and doing bar method classes like way back in the day, that their playlist is terrible. Like it's just the same songs over and over for years now. They've just used
I guess for an instructor, if you're not, because a lot of those people are also just so corny, they don't have any taste, so maybe they don't care about like discovering new, you know what I mean? Like
I have a really good guy at Sweat Garage that I go to when I can like make his class, but he only teaches like super early in the morning or like, and like on weekend morning, so I'll hit him on the weekend. Derek, and he has a really good playlist, and he does like the BPM like kind of ravey songs, but then also all new music, so he'll be like new song and then he'll get up on the treadmill and he'll fully do like a rave dance while you're running.
I love that.
Yeah, his energy,
I need high energy.
Yeah,
but I don't know why the music is so bad. The only time I've seen it be okay is like at SoulCycle, and that's like a cool gay guy who's also a DJ.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So he like cares way more than most people should.
Yeah.
Don't understand why it's got to be so bad. Like just play rap. All people want to hear is new rap music.
Yeah.
That's what popular music is. That's like what we hear.
New rap music and then like.
Like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
But like it's just so
easy. I would even take like a Taylor Swift song sometimes. Same. In a workout environment, it's kind of anything goes.
Taylor is really, you know, part of me feels for her, to be honest.
Really?
Because
you're having an empathy moment.
I was talking about this with my friend who's in the music biz. He's really young, though. We were just talking about it, and I'm like, man, it sucks because she can't win. Like, she doesn't say anything political, and she gets killed. She says something political, and it's not enough, and it's wrong. And it's just like you can't win when you're that famous.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, if you're looking to Taylor Swift for, like, anything political, you're insane. Mm-hmm. But, like, I understand her feeling like the responsibility to do that.
Yeah. I think it just is because everything she does feels like really inauthentic. That's the problem.
Yeah. So you're
saying
she's
not giving you like the Goop Croc compliment.
She's not. No.
She's giving you like a half-assed sales
pitch.
That
looks great on you, sweetie. You should definitely get it.
Like trying to get you to buy into whatever she's selling. Yeah. But like, I got your number.
Yeah. I think so too. Well, I also think that the thing is with all the shit, like the music isn't that good. Like the songs aren't as good. And that's like, I mean,
it would just be better if she like leaned into like, she just has like such a victim mentality a lot of the time. Yes. Like still so salty over the Kanye.
I can't
thing,
feel bad for you when you're rich. Like when you're that rich, no one feels bad for you. The American people can't
get over it.
They can't do
pay like a $500 an hour therapist to get the fuck over it.
They come to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't, because I guess she has a new music coming out.
Oh yeah, it's like a new
album. Well, I'm going to this is a world premiere. I'm going to the VMAs with Nomi.
Oh, on Monday. Really?
Like
Oh my God.
And Taylor Swift is like, I think, the big performer.
Wow, wow, wow. That's major.
It's gonna be we're Tom Brown's dressing us. It's gonna be a movie. It's really gonna be something. Like,
where did you guys go recently? You went somewhere else to go. Did you just go
John Mayer?
Oh yeah.
I took her to John Mayer. Amazing.
It was amazing.
Well, I like I knew she wanted to go, and my lawyer, his longtime business partner, is John's lawyer and has been forever. Okay. So it was really easy for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know where the tickets were. And then we got there and it was like 12th row. It was like crazy tickets.
Amazing.
It was like perfect. That's how you like need dead to see center. Yeah, yeah. It was really fun. And, you know, I think people get it twisted. Like, I fuck with the music. Like, I'm not just here because I think he's like funny.
You're a Mayer head. Like, you're a Mayer head over like a Deadhead.
I don't like the Grateful Dead.
Like, get out. The podcast is over.
But I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like, it's not for me. But he plays a Dead song in his set now.
Which one did he play? You
don't know. I don't know, but it was good.
Yeah.
The thing is that I've never had someone who knows me be like, here are the 10 Dead songs that I know you'll like. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure they exist.
Yeah.
I just always, that was always, when you grew up listening to like punk and hardcore, that's like some dumb hippie shit.
Yeah.
But I will say it's got the best iconography of any band of all time.
The best.
And I can give them that.
May all our merch reach a Grateful Dead level of
May
like
all
merch.
Our merch. I love you switching the language too. But Mayer play, I mean, he did, I saw him the night he did a regular set because the next night he played Gravity all the way through.
Okay.
Which I don't
is
like.
Is Gravity his first album? I don't know.
No, Gravity is the one with like Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Okay.
Which is his absolute smash. But I think Nomi,
top number
I think
one.
Nomi was even like, damn, he like really knows this shit.
He was singing along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, the thing is that I don't love all of it because guys like him, and this is a problem with live music in general, when you can shred, you like noodle too much. And you might like that because you're like a Dead person and that's like a big part of the culture.
No, he shreds too in the Dead. Like he really goes like full range.
I don't like
full range guitar.
He noodles
skills.
Too much. Like he takes these songs and drags them out. And I'm like, bro, I want to hear the 3.5 minute radio version. I don't need to hear the 10
you
minute
want
solo.
Him to pack in as many hits as possible into the set.
But I knew more than even I thought I would know. I've been seeing, I've seen so much music. It's weird. Like, I don't know what's going on. I saw the Stones too.
Oh, nice.
But I felt like a friend called me and was like, an old friend, like a guy I was like, I'm friends with, but I haven't seen him in a long time. But he knew that I'm a fan enough to pay $585 for the ticket because they're so expensive.
Yeah. And have you seen them before?
Never.
So
and this is it.
You've
like,
got to kind of do
and
it.
And he
yeah.
was like, I was like, yeah, I'll buy the ticket. Fuck it. Like, I got to go. And I didn't know what I was getting into really. And then I met him and these other people who also I'd never really met before. And he hands us our tickets. Then we have like the VIP passes and the whole thing. I'm like, oh, this is what's the deal? And he's like, oh, I met Ronnie Wood's son and we became friends. So I buy the tickets through the Stones directly. So I get all the VIP shit.
Oh, that's chill.
Which is like,
I love that they're still making people buy the tickets through them.
That's like a thing though with all this stuff. Like all those artists of that level, they basically like don't really give away tickets.
Really?
They will, but like it's
but,
basically
like, you have to be like
it's basically like they're, you're gonna buy them.
Yeah.
And wow. But we're giving you the privilege to buy them because otherwise they'll sell out and then you have to pay double on StubHub.
Damn.
It's like a known, like there's like a ticketing person in every like camp of like the big people. So like celebrities get them for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And but, like their kids.
Oh, yeah, all the kids are there. But also, like, the Stones, no one's even watching from the stage. It's not like that. Like, you're out in the crowd. Like, we were standing next to, like the Jaggers and shit. Like, everybody's there.
Yeah.
We were like,
well,
on...
I wouldn't want to watch. I don't like watching music from, like, a side stage.
Oh, I do.
Really? Mm-hmm. It, like, you feel VIP doing it, but you don't get the same... It's not like you experience the concert the way it's meant to be experienced.
I agree. I think I was just like, I watched music like that for a long period of my life. And I'm just like, I can't be with these commoners. This is like, but no, I mean, I agree though. Like last night I went to see Cat Power at that Yola Mezcal Festival.
Oh, how was that? Courtney Love played there.
I saw Courtney Love.
How was she?
Absolutely tragic.
No.
She was wearing this like crazy blazer. And she's like, my friend Kim made it for me. Talking about Kim Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, couldn't get the button off. And she's like, I don't want to break the couture. And just kept saying, like, mispronouncing Dior Homme. And it was pretty funny. But she was, like, bad.
Her set wasn't so great.
Well, first of all, I think because her voice is fucked, it's, like, kind of acoustic. Which, like, I want to hear, like, guitars.
Whole. Yeah.
It was just bad. But it was funny. She's funny. Yeah. She did a Stevie Nicks cover. She did, like, it was funny. But, like, I also, like, didn't need to see that. Because I, like, listen to Hole, like, pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really like it.
Yeah. Same.
And so I was a little bit like, oh, this is bad.
That's disappointing.
She also played for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I saw her when she opened for Lana Del Rey, and she was pretty good.
I don't understand the Lana Del Rey thing. Like, it's so big.
I don't really understand either, like, how she hit it.
She has no singles, and she's, like, as big as you can be.
Yeah. She did. There's some sort of, like, black magic or something that happened.
Timing
or, like, Tumblr. Like, it was,
all
like,
of,
the,
all of that. Yeah. I think I have this new theory now where, and this is the Billie
but
Eilish.
But I like her music.
I think the music's fine.
Like, I got really into Ultraviolet, I think, was the one I got into, or Ultraviolet.
I think the first couple songs were, like, insane. I was like, yo, this is crazy. This is so good. After that, I never really cared.
Yeah.
But I have this whole theory now that people don't, it's not about music. It's like about, it's the Billie Eilish thing of like, I connect so deeply with my fans because like they think I'm one of them. It's Halsey's the same way. And it's like, what? You have no songs. Like, you have no fucking songs. Like, I don't care how Hot Topic you look and how tortured you are if you don't have any fucking songs.
Yeah.
Like, that Billie Eilish, there's no songs. I've tried to.
Here's some of those songs.
Ocean Eyes
I know,
is incredible.
Like, some of them, yeah.
But the other shit is like kind of boring. And she's having sex with her brother. You know, that's the rumor.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Her brother that like.
He has the girlfriend that looks just like her.
Just like
so
her.
So cool.
That's wild.
That's the kind of shit I need. That's what I want from.
More of that. Yeah.
Well, that's just like what
incest
I want from celebrities.
Hot thing right now,
incest
too.
Is hot.
It's like making a big comeback.
Where are you? Where is this line of thinking? Where are you seeing it?
Well, the Billie Eilish brother thing.
That's so. It's so good.
I feel like there was something else recently. Just like incest vibes are afoot.
Afoot?
I can't explain like trend forecasting. I don't know where it comes from. It just comes moves
it just,
through
the zeitgeist
me into the
hits
universe.
You and you just latch on, baby.
Yeah. I feel like porn kind of gave incest the boost
that it needed. I think incest porn is like one of the more popular genres.
It's one of the most popular. But then I feel like porn kind of sets a precedent and then everything else follows, like fashion in a way.
Yeah, I mean, damn, incest. But I guess if you're watching incest porn, you know it's fake.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird mind thing, you know what I mean? Like, you know it's fake. Like, it's not really your dad. Like, it's that's not really your stepdad. Wait, what? Fuck. I've been wasting all these subscription fees. Fuck. That may be true, though. But Billie Eilish just doesn't work for me. I don't get it.
I'm, like, into it, but I felt old when it was happening. Like, I heard about her for a long time and then I like realized
well, I mean, like, it's truly for teenagers. It's like for 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, it's that young for sure. And I recognize that and know it's not for me, but I just like classically people of that level would have like really like undeniable songs.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift has undeniable songs. It's like perfection. It's crazy.
Her songs are written like by an algorithm. They're like it's AI like songs.
All the
I hear them one time and then they're in my head forever.
Yeah, these guys are just that good. These songwriters are just that good. Like there's but it's also like these guys dictate what everything sounds like. So you're like not in her example, but like Mark Ronson works on everything. So now you're like, I love this song. It sounds like this, you know what I mean? It's all because it's all coming from one person.
Yeah.
You know, kind of.
Who are you excited to see at the VMAs?
I don't even know.
Is Machine Gun Kelly going to be there?
Fuck you.
Oh, he's so hot.
What?
He's so hot.
This is disgusting.
No,
you're
not.
You are in trouble.
Not. I'm not. He's hot.
He's not hot.
Oh my God. He's beyond.
I thought, I'm actually shocked. You have better taste than that.
Have you seen, my taste goes, runs the gamut.
You wouldn't date Machine Gun Kelly. You'd let him hit, but you wouldn't date.
Would date.
You would date? You'd be seen with him.
Yeah. Why not?
No. No.
Have you seen The Dirt?
You leaving Craig's with
Can you imagine? Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, we go to Craig's? What's Craig's?
I don't think like aesthetically we would really like match up like as a
you
couple.
You would not. No, there's no, don't question it. It's like a definite no, hard no.
I don't know what we would have really in common to talk about. I know he's really into his daughter. She's cute.
He's got a daughter?
Yeah, he's like an 11-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow. So he's into making mistakes. So maybe you have a chance.
Yeah.
That guy's truly cancer.
Oh my God, no way.
The music is so bad.
I don't know any of it.
I didn't see the
dirt. I don't go there really because I think that would ruin the whole
thing. See, I don't think that's fair of you. You're not getting the full breadth of his personality and his artistry.
I've seen one music video and I kind of just turned my brain off when I could not tell you what the song was or what it was called or what it even sounded like and I just watched him.
Doesn't he
and
have,
I was cool with it.
Doesn't he have piercings?
Yeah. That's cool.
What
I'm just saying, Machine Gun Kelly is hot to me. There's no.
Done research among females in your group?
Yeah, and there's a lot of Kelly heads.
Kelly heads? No, no, I refuse to stand for this.
I put this out in the universe, and now I get a lot of DMs of like snapshots of Machine Gun Kelly, and like there's a community of women that are very DTF with him. He is hot. There's no.
Everything I think I know is wrong. I don't like.
Who do you think like the hottest guy is that like women would think is the hottest guy?
Well, I mean, all like the same shit everybody thinks, like Clooney and Ryan Gosling and like boring shit. Jake Gyllenhaal, like boring.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal. If we're talking about
I'm talking about like.
Ryan Gosling's thing was so big. And I think it's honestly because he looks like a guy I'd be friends with. He's good looking, but he's not like, oh, my God.
And he played like kind of the next door characters. Yeah,
I just don't think he's as good looking. He's not like, oh my God, this guy.
No, I've seen him IRL and I was like, he's hot, but like.
He also dresses so bad. All these guys dress so fucking
Jake
bad.
Jake Gyllenhaal I saw and I was truly like taken.
No, Gyllenhaal's the god.
Hotness. Yeah.
I see him truly, like fairly often. Like he's out in New York. He's also ripped.
Yeah.
Like kind of big.
Oh, I love that.
Gosling looks a little pudgy, to be honest.
Well, he just had like two kids.
I don't give a fuck, bro. If you're famous, honestly, this shit is crazy to me. If you're
shredded,
if you're famous, like if you're famous, like your food is being cooked for you and you're going to a trainer, like it takes an hour a day, baby. We got time. Like also, you didn't have the kids; your wife did.
Yeah, but like he's gotta like.
We did TRL with her. She was like the other guest, and we were on TRL in like 2006. And
Ava Mendez.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how beautiful she was.
She's
like I never thought about her at all, and I was like, my God, like,
yeah,
really striking.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't trust their fake relationship.
I don't trust it either. There's something ain't right.
I mean, I just think it's too low
for him.
Just too. The whole thing is like too secretive.
Like too low key.
Yeah. Like what
they
do you
have two kids though?
I don't, people, celebrities.
I think she's just like really intense and like he met her and probably had the same reaction you did. They worked on that movie together. So they had to like play a couple with like a child. So they like intimacy bonded over their own like movie roles.
It's true.
And then he was just like transfixed by her. Cause his career, I would say, has gone down since being in that relationship.
For sure. These guys, man, I mean, also these guys just don't want to work. Like, I wouldn't work either.
Yeah.
It's also like I have to wait for the perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, has he ever really been in a movie that's that good?
I like Drive.
Drive is probably the number one movie he's been in.
Yeah. The Notebook. Also sure. That's true.
That made a lot of money too.
That made a lot of money.
He hasn't been he's not been in a superhero movie or any of that shit though.
No.
Which is kind of crazy because I'm sure he turns it down.
Yeah, I'm sure they go out to him a lot.
Because those guys are corny as fuck. I've never seen a superhero movie. Like, I refuse to see that shit.
I saw the Iron Man ones because Gwyneth is in them. And I actually would highly recommend Iron Man 3 because she is on fire in that movie. She has her own fight sequence in that movie.
That's cool.
And she's ripped and like in a sports bra and just like kicking ass.
Okay, I'm into
that.
And
I was like, wow,
Gwen. Love a sports bra look.
Yeah,
she really her not knowing it. Who Sebastian Stan was when they're amazing. In the movie together is like, it's also just so clearly real.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't fake that.
She has a lot going on. Like
she has a lot going on.
How is she supposed to know? I watched like Jon Favreau's food show on Netflix where he's cooking with her, and he's like, "Oh, it was like when you were in Spider-Man 3," and she was like, "I wasn't in Spider-Man 3," and he's like, "Yes, you were." He's like, "You were." Like we did, and she goes, "I was," and then he's like, "Yeah," and she goes, "Oh." I love it.
That's crazy.
She just shows up. They give her the call. She's like, okay, I'll be.
I mean, these aren't. She's not. Yeah, it's not like she's
and
playing.
Those movies are so confusing.
Challenging roles either. It's like you show up
like
and you kick ass.
She goes and plays the same character in every movie. It's like fill in the blank.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I just don't understand how it's crazy to me how nerd culture has truly taken over our country. Like superheroes and video games and like it's all like normal now.
It's superhero movies and like horror movies.
Oh,
I love a horror movie though.
Oh, I've never seen a horror movie. Like honestly, like I won't.
Do you get scared?
No, I just it's not good. It's like not inter- I only want movies that are.
There are really good horror movies. You're really missing out.
No, I don't need all that blood and guts. I just want some raw emotion. I want some fire acting.
That they're in the best horror movies have the best acting.
But they're like scared. And also horror movies are popular. Horror movies get made because they're cheap to make. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but there are really good ones that don't fall into.
Oh, I'm sure there. No, I'm sure there's really good ones. It just doesn't interest me.
Interesting.
Like the same way with superhero shit, I just would never even consider seeing that.
Yeah.
Because I just don't care. Like I haven't seen Quentin Tarantino's because it's like 3 hours long.
Hateful Eight.
No. The new one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. I watched Hateful Eight last night. I had never seen it.
It's good. I haven't seen it either.
So good. I don't know why I slept on it. I think I was just like, they talk in a cabin, boring. And then I watched it and I was like, this is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it on
Netflix?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's talk about Whitney Cummings.
Okay. I haven't watched her.
I hate stand-up. I've gone on record as hating stand-up.
You hate stand-up.
It's just not
all
funny.
All stand-up
it's
you hate.
Almost 90% of the time, it's not funny.
You've never lolled at a stand-up.
I mean, I've laughed, but like, let's be real, memes are funnier. Okay. Like, I laugh more at like a meme. Meme has ruined
that on a shirt.
Memes have ruined comedy. It's funnier.
Yeah.
It's more nuanced and like, definitely like, you know, there's one for everybody. Like, yeah. Netflix will give anybody a stand-up special. It's fucking crazy. I've talked about this a lot. But anyway, the Whitney Cummings one, for whatever reason, I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I like hate her and she's not funny.
Yeah, I haven't really like fucked with her since she used to be on Chelsea lately.
But she does this thing. The whole special, it like keeps coming back to her being obsessed with high-end like sex dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets on a message board and becomes friends with all these guys that have them made and like starts to be embedded in the community. And then she gets one made of herself and brings it out on stage.
That's cool.
It's really cool.
That's cool.
And I was like, damn, this is like actually really interesting and like funny, but it's not like stand up.
I think you have to do like more storytelling and stand up. Like
I was really
just do like a joke after joke. After
I was
joke.
Really impressed because I watched that Aziz show. I'm like, this isn't funny, guys. Like, who are you kidding? First of all, he's wearing a Metallica shirt from fucking Hot Topic.
Oh yeah, I remember your tweet about his like outfit.
The look
and then
is
I
crazy.
Went into it like being like, what is this outfit going to be? And then it wasn't good.
And it's also like, bro, you got Spike Jonze. You can't put on a better shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not funny.
Yeah, I turned it off like halfway through.
It's not terrible. And I think some of the like, topics are good.
Yeah. And I thought he was really thoughtful about
his whole thing.
Everything that had happened.
What's your take on that?
My take on it is that it was an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
And probably some boundaries were like ignored, but I don't think that it's the kind of thing that he needs to be like canceled or career over for.
I think that's how everybody kind of feels about it.
Yeah. I think it was just like, it really sucks for that woman. Glad she like got like talked about it.
Yeah.
And then it's cool that he's like, hey, I took a look at that and I thought about it. And
well, I do appreciate that he's like, I'm not going to just like quit.
Yeah.
Like I'll just
no.
But the thing about all these people that get canceled is that I think that like their real fans don't care.
No, their real fans don't care.
Like Ryan Adams is on Twitter again.
He is.
Oh yeah, he's just like on social media again. Like
I forgot literally. And the thing is, the news cycle of canceling moves so fast.
It's
now
it's every day.
I was like what, Ryan Adams, what? And then I remembered, like, oh yeah. But
those guys, he could go tour and sell out a tour in every country in the world.
Because
like real fans just don't care. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
That's the R. Kelly thing. Like it's fucking crazy.
The R. Kelly thing is wild.
And that's
the R. Kelly and the like Michael Jackson thing. I'm just like,
well, first
guys.
Of all, nobody even cares about Michael Jackson. It's like it never happened.
Yeah.
It's insane to me.
It's crazy.
Like you're going to kill Aziz for like having a bad date. And Michael Jackson was literally a pedophile.
He lured boys in to his house
that was like, built like a fun house to attract children. It's like, it was crazy. A fucking amusement park.
I went into like a real Instagram K-hole of like Michael Jackson truthers.
Oh, they love it. It's deep.
They do not accept.
No, it's just like, no, that's not it. That's not what happened. No. Prove it.
Prove it. And like, these guys are just money hungry, yeah. Like blah, blah, blah. It's wild.
I mean, this brings us to the Epstein. The greatest story of our generation.
That is the greatest
story. We were talking about generation. It for over an hour the other night at dinner, and it is so wild.
It's crazy.
Because I think there's so many big heads involved.
I think that I'm like an Epstein truther of like, he was strategically taken out.
I don't know where I'm at with it. I think that's very plausible, but I also think like, I would kill myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's going to just go to jail and rot in jail for the rest of
his
life.
Also, pedophiles in jail are like...
They get like...
You're going to get killed.
Yeah.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. I just think he... I feel like somebody came to him and was like, okay, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think
they
somebody...
came to him and they were like, it's time. Like, this is... You're going down now?
No, I think, they were like, you need to take care of this.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like... You don't have a choice. Like, mm-hmm. We're not going to do it because, like...
Yeah, I mean, like, when I say, like, taken out, it's just, like, he was, like, exactly like that.
You're going to need to, like, take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, I think it's going to be darker than... I mean, the woman is the crazy shit. Just Lane.
Yeah.
Like...
That picture Nomi tweeted of her at In-N-Out was...
Apparently, it's photoshopped. Heavily photoshopped. There's all this now, like... They called there's a Good Boys, that stupid movie poster, mm-hmm. in the background, and they called the like advertising company. They're like, no, that poster's never been there before. We've never put
it's like viral marketing for Good Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Good Boys, Seth Rogen, and in theaters now. But they said basically, and it looks like there's some others because she looks old as fuck. Basically, there's like other pictures of her where she looks like shit, and she looks like pretty good in that picture.
Yeah.
So they're saying that it's, you know, could be faked.
Damn.
Which makes sense. Like, I would fake that too because apparently she's in Boston.
Whoa. I think.
Can you imagine hiding in Boston, the worst city in America? That's crazy.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like that.
Like, I'll go anywhere else. Like, literally, send me anywhere. Like, Boston? What?
I think Bill Clinton was like heavily involved.
Unfortunately, you know, I just met my king, Bill. I got the photo with him.
Really?
Yeah, he was at ABCV because he's like vegan.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely involved.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I just think there's so many levels to it of like who's doing what. And if it's like, it feels like such like it's both like power and sex and like, is it all combined? Or are people like hiding for other, you know what I mean? Like, am I covering it up for a favor? Am I doing it too? Like,
is that just like what some people do when they get so rich? They're just like,
there's nothing left to do. Well, I think it's just, like, the way this is, I was talking to my friend about it and he was like, dude, they would go to his house and like the girls would be like, oh, they're going. It's like if me and my friends went to Vegas for the weekend.
Yeah.
Except they're going to fuck 14-year-olds on like an island somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, the guys are doing their thing. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But Ghislaine becoming a fucking pilot, getting her pilot's license so no one could track who was coming and going.
And then like the guys at the airport, like seeing the planes land and all these girls like walk out with like crazy shopping bags and just kind of being like, this is weird.
Money is money. Like, people do anything. You gotta understand too. It's like, I mean, look, I work at an airport making fucking $20 an hour. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know what's going on. Or it's like, yeah, you give me $1,000, I'll never talk about this again. I don't know. Like, yeah. I have a family. It's just like people don't understand the weight of it.
What do you think is going to, like, what else do you think is going to come to light?
I mean, the thing is, I feel like it's, I don't know, maybe nothing, honestly, because it's so big, mm-hmm. and it's so gnarly that, like, and there's so much at stake that I feel like everybody would, like, rather die. Honestly.
Well, yeah.
And I don't think it'll ever get to Bill. I think they're too powerful. Like, I think they'll find a way to dip and dodge because mm-hmm. that's what people at that level do. But it's a beyond, like, there's like a level where it's money and there's a level of like politics.
Yeah.
And I think politics is almost stronger than money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can really shut people up. And my friend also had a theory that he's like, this is just a ring that Epstein was like in charge of for, like, this isn't going to stop. They'll just get somebody new to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, because it's already set up.
It's crazy too, like, they kept track of everyone that comes and goes. So like he knew what everyone had like done with everyone else.
Yeah. Cause like that protects him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like the movie has to be made right now.
But like, isn't that weird to make a movie off of it? Like, doesn't that feel exploitative?
Yeah, but that's what we do in this country. Like, I don't think it, I think it will happen whether I...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like primed for
it'll happen. I mean, the R. Kelly thing was a documentary, mm-hmm. you know, but like, I don't see much difference there.
I actually never watched the R. Kelly thing.
It's like, it's, I mean, it's long and like poorly made, but like the information is so crazy, you don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm just going to...
I just remember reading that story that was like, someone looked into all the court documents and found that he had just been like going... over and over to like these high schools and yeah. like recruiting girls.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, all this shit is crazy to me. All this shit is crazy to me. Also, I just think it's like a thing. It's very hard for people to understand. Well, I mean, obviously for women to understand, but even as like a straight man, like what dude? Like you're just wired different.
Yeah.
Like you either want to fuck a 14-year-old or you don't. You know what I mean? It's like so gnarly.
A or B.
It's like so gnarly. It's like crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Like it's so gnarly.
But that's one thing to like think about it and fantasize about it and like role play. And yeah. then another thing to actually like lure a 14-year-old into your 100%. Life and like
no,
fuck
I agree.
Her.
But that's what I mean. It's just like a, it's like a thing where like you either can totally fathom it or you're like, yo, this is wild. Like, what are you doing? There's like no in between. Like there's no.
I think gender. I don't think women have a hard time understanding that because I feel like there are a lot of women who fuck their young students. Like there yeah. are some women that want to fuck like young boys.
Which is interesting because, well, I think it all comes down to power. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're really getting off on is like, I am in full control of this. And like, you know, that's yeah. like what, it, especially like the teacher, student, female, male thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that like reverses the gender role. That's like much more like... psychiatric.
Yeah, but it's so, it's weird to me because I feel like a lot of, every time I'm on the Daily Mail, there's like a teacher that's fucked her student
constantly,
but I never really see like male teachers like the news. They just don't make the news as much, or maybe they don't get caught in the same way. There's such a difference between like prosecuting yeah. I think women for doing the kind of
I think
Epstein
it's
shit versus
I
like
think
men
it's
doing
more
it.
It's like they're, it's easier to write that story about a female teacher because they like will make it like she's sexy.
Yeah.
Like the sexy teacher preys on student. You know what I mean? It's like mm-hmm. that's part of it. There's like a hot mug shot and that's like easier to get clicks than like, oh, another dude did something bad. Like they do this shit every day. Like,
yeah.
It's like what, like this is just like par for the course. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the thing is it's becoming exasperating. It's like, I don't like, how bad can we get?
I think it's like it just has to keep all coming out like a purge and just yeah. kind of get everything.
It'll level open. Back out. It'll level back out.
Yeah. And I mean, the news cycle is that you just forget about it anyways. And I feel like that's what some people are hoping with the Epstein thing. It's like, oh, he's dead. Like the chapter, like the story's over or something like that. But I hope that the story never ends.
No, I think they'll just be, I think if they do their job correctly, there's just going to be stuff coming out. Like it'll just trickle out.
Yeah.
Especially if they get her.
They've got,
she won't talk though. I feel like she won't talk.
No, she won't.
That to me is the darkest part of it though, honestly.
Yeah. Like she was the gatekeeper of everything.
Yeah. Cause that like makes everybody feel more comfortable. You know
what
I mean?
Prince Andrew element is also wild. There's like photos of him.
I don't know. Like
the royal family has not weighed in.
The royal family is so boring to me. Like, I don't get it. Like, I love everything British and the royal family. I'm just like, this is so fucking boring.
I like them. I've recently,
they're
like,
not even
become,
like hot anymore. It's like, who cares?
They are hot. No, oh my God. Not. Yes, they are.
Who is?
Kate is hot.
Kate's aight.
Kate's hot.
Kate looks like a mom.
Yeah, but she's like a hot mom in like, there were pictures of her with like at some sort of polo match or something, and she looked really great.
She's
and I was
plain,
like, damn.
Though. She's plain.
Hmm?
She's plain, though.
What do you mean?
She's plain. She's regular. There's no swag.
But that's always been her thing.
I know, but like she's like a boring, rich white lady, which yeah. I know you think is my type, but I just mean like there's no, I mean, I guess because she's no a royal, edge. She can't have any edge. But Pippa wants to do a little coke. Pippa might let you hit the bathroom.
Pippa
would smash in the bathroom at like a royal event. That's why, yeah, Pippa's hot.
She would.
That's
but what I'm no, saying. I think Kate's way hotter than Pippa.
No man agrees with you.
Kate's the princess.
That's fine. Pippa's just like a hot rich chick who's like connected to royalty. That's less pressure.
Yeah, but
I don't think that, you know who's really the worst though, is Meghan. Meghan Markle is so boring, it's insane.
I like Meghan.
How do you like Meghan?
I just like her.
There's nothing to like. She's like a calculated bitch.
No, she's not. That is not okay to say.
Why everyone, not?
Because I feel like everyone's leaned into this like narrative of her being like so calculating and like whatever, but it's like they were set up through mutual friends. She has like a long history of like working in charity and for like charitable foundations, etc.
I can't believe you're gonna let these people spin you like this. You're like believing their narrative.
No, I'm into Meghan. I did not like her at all. I was like, what's the big deal? Like, blah, blah, blah. But then I realized, I was like, I'm a fucking hater. Like,
no, let's remember she's an actress. This is her greatest role.
I didn't like her wedding dress. I'll say that. I really,
she's corny
that
as fuck.
Didn't do the wedding dress right.
I just don't know why. I mean, it's just cultural too, I guess. But like the lack of personality with all of that stuff and all those people that's like demanded.
Yeah,
for
them, but they're not allowed to like.
I know, that's what I mean. It's like, yeah. I don't understand
it's
how
the craziest life. How like, that's I would not want that life.
I would take it. Think about the hunting fits. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm big into Cotswold life. I'm big into British countryside.
Yeah, British countryside.
I've never
cozy.
Been, but it seems cool.
Yeah. It's like barber jackets.
Yeah, but like it's like release the hounds. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Seems cool.
Yeah. Like I'm not a hunter by any means, but like I could fuck with a British like royalty hunt.
Well, they do that. Like they did that on Southern Charm, actually. They did like a.
Really?
Yeah. Or they like
your
a,
fave.
Yeah.
Should we do some reader mail?
Sure. This
your
is my favorite part.
Your other favorite.
What they said? I need to break up my boyfriend because he's mean to me.
You're mean.
No, I'm playing.
All right. Reader seeking advice. Hi, Lara, an amazing guest. Longtime reader, first time writer. First off, echoing the sentiments of everyone who writes in, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all that you do. Your pods bring me so much joy, so many lols. I look forward to them every week, and I can't wait to discuss with friends.
Damn, we're going to, oh, wow, you're just going to gas yourself up? You could skip that part.
I
guess, yeah.
I know. I realize I could skip it every time, but then I'm,
no,
in
you
and
shouldn't.
I'm like, you know what?
No, you need I to be affirmed. It. I love
yeah.
it too.
Yeah, it goes on. Your openness with your mental.
I'll skip the next paragraph, but she continues.
Yeah. Your openness with your mental health journey and recurring discussions with guests gave me the path I needed this year to finally start going to therapy. Listening to Babe and Sup have been very therapeutic for me, so it only felt right to start paying my dues when I finally became a patron. Side note to all you readers who aren't yet, friendly PSA, pay up for our queen. I love that. Anywho, the reason I'm here today is for your advice. As I've been on a troll of a journey trying to find a new job so I can quit my current. I've been with my company in the same role for almost 4 years, and last year I came to the realization that I hate what I do as well as the industry I'm in. I figured out what kind of job I actually wanted, and I knew it would require a career shift. Since then, I've applied to so many jobs, have been rejected by most, but have also had interviews that made it to final rounds before ultimately getting turned down. I've tried what feels like every approach, but I've had no success. I've put a ton of work into perfecting my resume, cover letters, worked with a career coach, networked with people in roles that I want, set up informational chats and shadowed departments in my current company, and have even been honest with my boss and told her how unhappy I am and that I'm looking for roles outside the company. I hope that it would at least get me fired so I could collect unemployment, but to my disappointment, she was understanding and said I could stay as long as I want. She's not giving it up that easy. Ugh, it's been wreaking havoc on my well-being in that I cry before going into work on most days, have basically no self-confidence, and am so unmotivated that I can't do the simplest tasks at work. I've been wanting to just quit so I can give myself a break to clear my head and hopefully gain a new perspective, and I have the means to do so. I have enough in savings to live on for a bit. My husband is 100% supportive, and I can go on his insurance, so it seems like a no-brainer. But I keep making excuses and can't pull the trigger. I'm afraid I won't be able to find a new job since I've been striking out for a year now, and that resume gap might hold me back even more. Turn 30 in a few weeks, and I fear I might be seen as too old for some of the junior-level positions I'm applying for, since I'm changing careers and might need to start more entry-level and work my way up. Also, my current job is not very hard. I get paid way more than I should, and there's a ton of flexibility. I feel like I should be grateful for what I have and keep collecting my paycheck and try and find happiness outside of work. I know I'm being a huge babe for being so indecisive about this decision. I know most people have challenges with their careers or don't love their jobs, but I feel like I'm losing my mind. So I'd really love and appreciate your thoughts. Sorry, this is a novel of run-on sentences and not as eloquent as other reader mail. As Brittany would say, I'm on the brim. Thank you for everything. Love and light.
Quit the job.
Quit it. Yeah.
Like, this is insane. Just quit. It's fine. If you got a husband that makes money and you got insurance, there's no reason to stay.
Yeah.
Also, the reason you're not getting the job that you want is because you're putting out this unhappy energy.
Totally.
You got to quit and feel good. And then once you're radiating, you'll get the job.
I 100% agree.
You look, you feel, I bet she goes in these interviews, it comes off a little desperate. You know what I'm saying? You're looking for a change.
Yeah. I think quit the job. You should go on a vacation or like a little getaway of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, look, a tan never hurt anybody.
Yeah. And then come back ready to hit the pavement and just like go for what you want.
Yeah. I agree 100%. This is a very easy question, but I understand that it's like a scary thing to do.
Yeah.
If you've had like a job your whole life and you're in the zone of, or in that like cycle of like career and like moving up and the whole thing, it's scary to quit a job.
Yeah.
With nothing lined up.
You can't let that fear though hold you back from doing, making decisions and being like paralyzed.
Yeah.
You have to let it motivate you and be like, okay, this is like, I'm so afraid of this thing. It means that this is what I need to do.
Quit. I guarantee you she quits the jobs. 3 to 6 months, she'll have the job she wants.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Go for it. She says, P.S. Totally unrelated, but I went to a pug cafe in Japan a few months ago and it was magical.
Damn, she's getting paid well. She's going on international vacations. I guess she doesn't need a vacation.
Oh my God. Fun. Yeah, you're going to get this job.
Yeah, 100.
I'm looking at these pug pics.
Oh my God.
It's great.
I hate this podcast is taking a turn for animal pod.
Oh, do you understand that I have become the very thing that I hated, which was like dog mom.
We all do eventually.
It took no time. It took like a 48-hour turnaround. And then I was like, my son, like I'm true. Like
you celebrate Mother's Day now?
Yeah, no, I would. I didn't have him at Mother's Day, but next Mother's Day, better believe. I was like, I don't even think it was great too, because it's put kids on like a way even more back burner where I'm like, who needs them, really?
I mean, truly.
I know how you feel about that. But like, yeah, I just am fully dog obsessed.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It's good. It's a little buddy.
Do you want me to read one?
Yeah. You can read this one about Byron Bay, my favorite place that I've never been. But
Australia?
I'm dying to go. Australia.
Oh, God. Can I do an accent?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you do an accent?
Well, my best, like one do of my best it. Friends is Australian.
Okay.
I can't do the whole thing, but I'll pick words.
Just try.
Jesus Christ.
I know. The readers are writers. Get over it.
I truly love your undying love for a dumb, stupid accent. But let me just cut to the chase and tell you, you're truly a babe. So a story about I could do it the whole time.
Oh my God, you're pretty good, but your Australian version of you is so different from the American version of you. It's like, I don't even know.
I truly, honestly, my friend, I do this all the time. Like, yeah. I can't sit with him and not do every other sentence in his accent. And he's got a nice, like, deep voice. It's like actually pleasant. But
yours goes into like a higher pitched voice.
Or a high register.
You're kind of like a hillbilly when you're Australian.
I'm a bush person. Bush people.
You're from the bush.
Is what they call them.
Yeah.
All right. I truly love your undying love for a dumb, stupid accent, but let me just cut to the chase and tell you a truly babe story about the number one Byron babe. The place itself is gorgeous, hippie oasis heaven full of acai bowls and lots of tie-dye, which Lara will obviously fit right into. There are also hordes of smug fit types. Oh. Interesting. I guess
you would love Byron. Did you? There's a really good Vanity Fair article.
Why do you talk about this place like you're talking about it like it's something people care about? Like
what? Like Byron Bay?
Yeah, it's not like that big of a thing.
It is a huge thing. I don't think
you're talking about like it's like Beverly Hills.
It is. It's like not a destination.
For who?
For smug fit types, acai bowl lovers, and tie-dye wearers. Fun. And also, it's like, it's very like hippie, like nouveau riche kind of vibes. But there's a really good Vanity Fair article that like came out in July about all these influencers from Byron.
Why are all influencers from Australia? That's the question.
They're just like, that's like the hub of all things.
Somebody said to me that Australia, because Australia is the Instagram of the world. I can't remember who said that to me.
No, but it's like these moms that have like 7 kids and then their like Instagram is just all about being like chic mom.
Yeah. I mean, that is something I like.
But it was interesting and also like then takes a dark turn about just like how Instagram like fucks with our brains.
Sure.
And, like,
of course. That's where it always goes.
Yeah. It always has to get dark. But
there are also hordes of smug fit types who mostly drive white Range Rovers. I would go black and keep cup of some gnarly hot tea permanently affixed in their hands. Fun fact, as a town, it currently holds the record for highest cocaine consumption per capita in Australia. And cocaine is very expensive in Australia.
Yeah.
Imports crazy. Mm-hmm. Like it's quadruple the price.
How much is coke regular?
Well, I've been out of the game for a while, but I mean, getting 8-ball for a couple $100.
$200?
No, a little more than that.
How much is in an 8-ball?
A lot.
Like an ounce?
No.
Like a gram?
No. Somewhere in between.
Like how
an
many?
Ounce is a lot of cocaine. An ounce is like you're a drug dealer.
Okay.
An eight ball is like me and 4 of my friends on a Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
But we're using coke.
So you can like blow through it all.
If you're really a pro, yeah. 3-4 people in one night.
Okay.
Maybe
that's like a couple $100.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
In my day it was like a couple $100, but now it's probably up inflation.
And then how much would it be in Australia?
Like a lot.
Can I get an 8-ball, mate?
Like an 8-ball. Hey, pass the 8-ball over there.
Hey, you're gonna get a bump, mate.
I told my Australian friend, I sent him this whole thing when Bindi Irwin got engaged. It was so good. I was like, I know this is a hard day for you. I know the princess. You missed your opportunity for Bindi.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, keep going.
Everyone there is either currently has or has had a cocaine addiction. That's the same in my life, so I don't know what the big difference is.
You are literally
I'm From Byron Bay.
Yeah, you are Byron Bay.
A few months ago, I started seeing this Byron Bay. I'm out. I started seeing this Byron Bay guy who I've been following on Instagram for a while. I always thought he was super hot and hilarious. He had kids and seemed like a major loller. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that in print. He'd post things that essentially framed him as being an irresponsible but lol dad who could take the piss out of himself. See, this is what I say. You don't raise another man's child. We would always comment on each other's lol Instagram stories, but that's as far as it would go because I knew he had a partner and cheating ain't my thing. About a year ago, he started posting all this super dark stuff and appeared to be in rehab.
Whoa.
Another month passed, and then he appeared to be living by himself and had broken up with his partner. Then one day, out of the blue, he just started DMing me a whole lot, asking lots of questions, just flirting hard. Things escalated super quick, and the next thing you know, he's booked a trip to the town where I live the following weekend. He's coming to Smidash.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it was a hot and heavy two weeks. Oh, on text. I'm sorry. It was a hot. I was like, damn. He smashed and stayed. Needless to say, it was a hot and heavy 2 weeks on the old text line in the lead up to the trip. And this time I found out what happened. He was railing around 1 to 2 bags of coke. Bags? Bags is not a unit of measurement. Like, what's
maybe
a bag?
Maybe in Australia it is. Maybe a bag is an 8-ball in Australia.
A bag is... He can't do 2 8-ball. We could.
He could.
He was railing around 1 to 2 bags of cocaine a day and got into a major car crash with kids in the car. Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, that's I would say red flag. I love that this is happening in the lead up to
Hold
Smash
on,
Fest.
Hold on. Okay. He woke up in a coma and his kids luckily escaped unscathed. He's now on trial and could go to jail if they find him guilty of neglectful parenting and a slew of other charges. He's guilty. He's clearly guilty. He wrecked a car on coke with his kids in the back. He flipped the range. This whole story is just very Byron. You know, this whole story is very Byron.
Classic Byron Bay.
People get so bored there with the perfect weather and perfect scenery and ability to earn great money whilst having a relatively easy heavenly lifestyle. They just go off the rails and develop drug addictions. Clearly. This place sounds fire to me. You're right.
Yeah, I'm telling. This is what I'm saying.
I know I'm generalizing a lot, but I know a lot of other people that have similar stories. Anyway, after the weekend we had, so you fucked a criminal, no cap. Like, this man almost killed his children.
All
you let him
sex
smash.
Was really good.
You don't know that. She hasn't said that yet.
I
criminals
feel it.
Fuck though. Criminals.
Yeah,
never fuck.
I'm telling you, this guy's crazy. Two bags of coke a day. Smashes Range Rover over. Woke up in a coma. Is on trial. He fucks like wild.
That's true.
This is great.
Wild style.
Yeah, wild style.
Anyway, after the weekend we had, we kept in touch, but not a whole lot because things got really intense with his court case, and I went overseas for 3 months. We still keep in touch every now and then, but things have really cooled off because guess what? I'm not super sure I want to date a criminal. Thank you. You came to your senses.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has good coke. On the other side of the coin, I really do like him a whole lot because besides the whole sketchy past, he's got a great heart. Don't do this. No, do this. You are digmatized.
Yeah, you're done.
Basically, picture a bad boy Hemsworth with a fuckload of tats and that, first of all, that's me.
This, like, is parallel universe you in Byron out there is a bizarro you who's just like fucking bitches, flipping the range.
I didn't see him at Barry's, but maybe he was there.
Whoa.
Should I pursue this Byron babe?
No.
And have a potential jail boyfriend who could get out in a few years and live happily ever after? You're insane.
No, you absolutely
can't. Is he actually a Byron babe who could turn into a Byron babe?
No.
After you're in the clink and a bit of man-on-man love and scheduled drug-free living, you have lost your motherfucking mind.
I do love, like, the thought of him going, like, gay in jail and then coming out and being, like, elevated because of that. But I don't think that that's going to happen. I think you got in there at the right time.
You got what you need out of
it. You got what you need, and now move on.
This is what we call a smash and grab.
What?
Like, there ain't nothing for you. Yeah. Just, like, you smash, you grab, you leave. Like,
yeah, you can't linger.
Damn, that's crazy.
You also don't want to be around, like,
you sound like you
he's more fun in this version than he's gonna be when he's like sobered
your boyfriend,
up and like
and you're raising his children who have had traumatic experiences because of their father's coke problem.
Oh yeah, didn't even think about that, but another reason to get the fuck out.
Get the fuck. I can't believe you even asked this question.
Stay in touch though about like his jail stuff, like just
yeah I would like every- to yeah I want to know if he gets convicted.
Yeah, like just keep checking in, keep like a friendly rapport. He'll need friends.
He's gonna need friends.
But
where he's
do
going
not fuck this guy again, or like don't let it get to that point.
You gotta cut it off.
I'm glad you asked.
There's more Byron dick out there.
There's
plenty
more
dick to get in Byron. Hit the beach. Just hit the sand, you know what I mean.
This is a different version from the Bush version.
I got all kinds. I mean, I love it. It's the best accent.
That sounded like Simon Doonan.
Yeah,
but yeah. Australian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Gay. Chic gay. New York gay man, but Australian is basically me. So it's like not a hard stretch for me.
Wow.
Am I still the only straight co-host of this podcast?
Yeah, so far.
God, it's fucking amazing.
I know. You've really cornered the market. We talked about things that have triggered some of the readers. People really don't like when I talk about goop.
Why?
I don't know. I'm like, have you met me?
They
like,
must be
I literally. I'm like, I've been talking about goop since 2008. It ain't gonna stop.
Also,
now.
Like, how do you not think that's funny?
It's hysterical.
It's hysterical, and even if you like it, it's hysterical. Yeah. Like, I actually would buy shit there, and it's hysterical to me.
Yeah, it's always been a lol to me, but a lol that I like love.
Yeah, like I don't understand the issue.
Yeah, but well, that's a good note to end on.
It's been wonderful. Byron. It's been wonderful. I you know, I love coming here.
I love it. Having you on the pod. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you luck at the VMAs. I hope that you see my man, Machine Gun Kelly.
Let me say this. If it makes sense, I'll get a flick of Machine Gun Kelly for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Me in a Tom Brown seersucker tuxedo shorts. Neck with Machine Gun Kelly. Where he looks like a slob in like Fendi track pants and no shirt.
Yeah, he's just like so thin. And
he
tall.
Is really thin. I will give him that.
And he like loves like a velour track suit.
I'm reeling from this discovery, but yeah.
Gotta get a photo.
I will. I would do it. I would. He was in my friend's movie.
What movie was
like
that?
Like my good friend's brother directed this movie with Pete Davidson, and Machine Gun Kelly's in it.
Oh,
he wrote and directed that movie. Like this guy, this like pretty young guy.
Is this movie coming out? Like
they shot it upstate New York. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And Ariana Grande would like come to set and just like hang out in like Buffalo.
That's love.
I don't love anybody that much.
Machine Gun Kelly is a great actor.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. Thank you.
If you want a bonus episode, you can go to patreon.com/babepodcast. And yeah, that's all we got.
That's all we got.
Bye. Babe?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.